USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout-out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
There was strong opposition from the Republican Party as the House gave its final approval to the $1.9 trillion emergency spending measure on Wednesday. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The measure that was approved by the U.S. Senate March 6 passed in the House 220 to 211. GOP members like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called it reckless, irresponsible, and the wrong thing to do because it will enslave future generations to a mountain of debt. Then there was House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus.
Jody Arrington is from Lubbock, Texas.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting a surge of migrant children and families on the southwestern border that's at levels not seen since before the pandemic. New statistics released Wednesday show an increase of family crossings by more than 100% between January and February, and a rise of unaccompanied minors of more than 60% over the same period. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News that the Biden administration's policy of disregarding immigration laws has led to the surge.
As far as enforcing the laws, we know that they're not doing that. They've given direction and guidance to ICE law enforcement officials to disregard certain populations from deportation or removal from the country. We know that they are not enforcing border security. They're not enforcing a lot of the policies and procedures that we had put in place over the last 3 to 4 years. And that's having real consequences at the border. And it's driving this surge that we see today throughout February, and you'll see it over the coming months, which are historically high traffic, high illegal border crossing months. You'll continue to see that because the message is clear. The message is, if you somehow make it to the border today, unlike several months ago, even several years ago, you will get in, you will be allowed to stay, and you'll be able to do that throughout your immigration proceeding.
And the NCAA is working to finalize protocols for teams entering the basketball championship next week. The selection committee saying Wednesday that only 5 healthy players will be required to play a tournament game. There was no guidance, however, laid out if a team's coaching staff is forced to quarantine by the coronavirus. The tournament begins next week with all games being played in and around Indianapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.